Yeah.
For everyone else who's beneath him.
Game. Eat these nuts.
Let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
You're listening to Pigs Radio, broadcasting live from a secret location in Compton, California. The talk show that makes psychiatrists see other psychiatrists, other psychiatrists,
other psychiatrists. Pigs Radio, episode 217. Guess what, Badger? It's that epic. This is our second week in a row. Everyone's being a faggot playing Pokemon everywhere. Hold on, hold on, let it run.
I'm gonna catch a bitch or two right now. What's up, bitch? Hold on.
There is a bitch or two? There's no underdog this week because he's out there trying to pick up Charizards or Charmanders or whatever.
See, I was wondering where he was at, so I figured this is probably what he's doing right now.
Catch
these nuts!
Fuck. Close enough! Alright, so yeah. I just thought it was a perfect opportunity to bring up that song for no fucking reason.
It's a good song.
Wow. So all of a sudden you went from last week from like, I don't know that song. So now it's a great song?
Well, I heard it last week and now I'm like, damn, that's a good song.
Because now she's trying to catch them all.
I know. Fuck.
The Hibasaurus and a fucking Herpy Chew and shit and all that bullshit.
All right, guys. She is the keeper of all the STDs in the world. She keeps them in her own little fucking... Pikachu's, or no, what would you fucking call it last week? Okay. We had a fucking name for it last week. I forgot. Pokichu, or I don't know. He had it. I listened to it.
Coochie Chew.
There you go. She keeps on her Coochie Chew. Let's give it up for the one and only disgusting Badger. 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 Fucking whore.
Stanky Ho. It's like last minute. I forgot. I forgot to pre-plan any shoes. There you go.
Oh, so all the other times it was pre-planned?
Oh, yeah, dude. I fucking put had it in my head on the drive over here. I'm like, what am I going to call that bitch this time? And shit. Damn. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Bitch ass hoe.
Good to know you're thinking about me.
Always, baby.
Nothing special, though. Nothing special.
Nothing. Ba-ba. Hashtag nothing special.
And
it took her a while.
Sorry, I forgot about it already.
And oh, you motherfucker.
And having nothing special to offer to anybody. The very mysterious, the very niggas, the openly gay, but not really. He's back in the closet.
Special, but nigga. I'm special, but just not Down syndrome special.
Mystery
nigga. Special
nigga.
My own way. What's up, motherfucker? Oh, no, wait. That's Underdog, huh?
What? Yeah.
What's up, motherfucker?
Did you miss that? Did you have to do it yourself?
Yeah, like, dude. I kind of caught myself off guard because he's next, and normally I'm expecting it from him, so obviously.
Underdog, wherever the fuck you're at, call in at 909-475-7449. Put down the fucking Pokemon shit. And call us in.
All I know is that motherfucker's in San Diego. I saw it on the Snapchat on the drive over there and shit. His fucking teeth were glistening with embraces and shit.
Really? What the fuck is he going doing in San Diego?
He had, like, Pokemon in his braces. He's like, I'm not playing.
He's like, fuck it.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I thought this whole thing with people going into, like, fucking forests and parks and all this other shit, I thought that shit was all fucking made up. Dude, I went to Santa Anita last night, and there was, like, at least 100 chinks in the fucking park looking for fucking Pokemon. That shit was wild. Could not believe that shit. I told Badger she needs to go out there and sell fucking Pikachu fucking pins and shit.
There you go.
Maybe
dude,
these
you
ones won't make it. Maybe I'll just take these back.
Oh, okay. You do that.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are not Pokemon, but I like them anyway because I see them poke all kinds of random shit. I want to give it up for the Carved Up Souls. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
You guys decided to come back. You guys are fucking idiots. I don't know why, but thank you for coming back
we
and hanging out.
We lost the bet. Oh,
that's what it was? Which one or all of you at the same time going to have to fuck the Badger tonight?
Oh.
All penises simultaneously, like together, united, and then with spikes all over the Badger.
Quadruple penetration.
Now, we will talk about cat dick tonight because I did learn some interesting facts about cat dick and Badger's fetish. But before that, we're going to get to the band.
Well, she's always been into cat dick. So.
Right, but I actually learned some new shit. Like, I'm going to break some fucking ground tonight. Like, I don't... All right,
let's do that.
Regular motherfuckers wouldn't know this shit. Like, unless you're some kind of veterinarian or some fucking weirdo. Like,
report.
But it is known. You just don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Regular people don't know this shit.
You're not a regular people.
That's why he doesn't know this shit, because he's fucking regular. He's a normie. Inquiring minds want to know. about cat dick.
But yeah, so we'll talk about cat dick in a little bit. But before cat dick, Carve Souls. Now tell us, it's been 2 years. What the fuck has happened? You guys are still together as one unit, correct?
Yep.
That's good to know. Yep. Now tell the people, where on the internets can we find you guys? Anyone.
Find us at,
I know, like, everyone just, like, turned to him. Like, why are they choosing you?
Put you on the fucking spot.
Anyways, yeah. You can check us at carvesouls.com. You'll check right there. You'll see our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all that stuff.
Can you spell Carve Souls?
C-A-R. Souls.
There we go. There we go. That's why I love when bands come on. Bands are... Bands don't disappoint.
Extra point.
They just don't
disappoint. By the way, like, he had a mini seizure. He blinked like 16,000 times within like a matter of seconds. I'm like, oh my God, Badger, mouth to mouth in his anus or something. Like, dude, we were losing him, but he came back in with Souls to finish.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start this way, go that way. Let's get your name, the position you play in the band, and your best dinosaur impression.
All right, my name is Legion. I do the missionary and.
Ooh.
What the heck?
That was the dinosaur doing it missionary. That's what that was.
That's an extinct before the extinctions. So.
This guy's on the board right now. I love it. All right,
should
this
ask
way.
Someone that shit. Oh, I'm Suede, and I forgot the questions.
The position you play in your band and your dinosaur impression.
I am a lead singer, and I don't know what they sound like.
Take a wild guess.
All right.
Close enough. That
sounds like a pedosaurus right there. Definitely a pedosaurus.
I really tried.
Manny pedisaurus.
That was good. I like it.
Badger's losing her shit right now.
Pedosaurus? So yeah. It's like what you take home from PetSmart?
Yeah. Like dinosaurs back then? Do you remember fucking the show Dinosaurs? They were fucking around, walking around with fucking flannel shirts and shit. That shit happened.
Come
it happened
on
ABC.
That's real shit.
But
that's
they
real
were
shit.
Pets.
Not the baby.
They had their own fucking pets. Yeah, see? Not the mama.
Not the baby. Bitch ass, not the baby.
Hey, that baby was green as fuck. You know that baby was someone
fuck
else.
Yeah, dude.
That motherfucker.
That was a mailman's fucking.
Hell yeah.
Fucking baby.
And was it me or were all of them fucking black? Was that me, right? Did they make them to be
it
like
was
black?
Like watching, what's that one?
Family Matters and shit?
Family Matters.
But in dinosaurs. Yeah. That's what that shit was, you racist motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like all of them were
Urkel.
Fucking Negroes. Dinosaurs, but they were all green.
Show
except me. For the baby. That shit was fucking white and annoying. Much like white people, Badger.
Yeah, true.
Badger won't even
right
touch
there.
What fucking white meat, right?
No.
Has to be brown, dark, Indian.
Pakistani.
Fucking. Curry?
No.
You're a terrorist? What?
What? You discriminatory bitch.
I know.
I'm white. I could do that.
Non-curry eating motherfucker.
I actually white had privilege. Indian food for the first time.
You had curry? Hey, no. Is that how you say it? Or is that how
Baba Ganoush?
Curry.
Curry. Does the band eat any curry by chance? It looks like you can dabble in some curry.
I dabble with anything.
Oh, Badger, you hear that? Sounds like a challenge. He must have lost the bet. For sure.
True.
All right, so did we get all the... Okay.
Singer.
I am Chris, and I am the drummer. And my dinosaur impression is I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
All there right. you go. There you go.
I know how old this guy is. He has to be in his mid-30s at least.
Throwback.
Past 30s, for sure. Nope. For sure.
Not
no?
30 yet.
But hold on. Oh. I'm starting to know. This is Legion, and your name is?
Suede.
Suede. But then your name is?
Chris.
Ah, see, he already fucked it up, dude. It's like we were going with, like, fucking nicknames here, and then all of a sudden there's Chris.
It is a nickname.
Chris is
a
nickname.
Nice,
Chris.
It's a nice it's how it's spelled. Twist.
All right, so let's go to the next one.
Gotham.
Oh.
Bass.
Is it really?
Gotham?
Oh,
so you guys are the original three, and he came in later, right?
I did. I'm the new one.
Is that what happened?
Or he hasn't been christened with his name yet. They
we
haven't
lost
like,
the bet.
I lost the bet, yeah.
We keep losing bets.
He's the hired gun. He's the one that actually goes home with the money at the end of the night.
True.
That sounds about right. By the way, is he the only white guy in the group?
Somebody's got to fucking get him out of tickets.
Oh,
so.
You're the white guy or he's the white guy?
No,
who's
I'm
the white guy?
Definitely the white guy.
He's the white guy.
Yeah. Okay. So he's definitely taking home all the money. That's how that normally works.
Yeah, sure.
Are you the one booking all the shows?
No.
That was awesome.
I know.
But that's the way it goes, though. The one that goes home with the money is usually the guy that just shows up, starts, like, fucking playing, At the other night, he's got his hand out. He gets paid, and then he leaves.
No, I'm usually the drunk one, so I don't hold the money.
But I'm the one that robs him at the end of the night.
There you go. I'm the token.
Stick him up, but we're in the same band. Stick him up, steal, nigga.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't go like that, but that's
close enough. That's the way I would have done it and shit. You know what
no,
I mean?
That was successful.
You know what, dude? we need a new segment where you're just recreating fucking stories and just in the way, the best way you can.
Were you there?
We'll do that.
Feels like he was there. I don't know.
You want to join the band?
I was in the mix.
Hey, dude, what would his nickname be if he was to join the band right now?
Fuzzy.
Headphones and a mic.
I like Fuzzy Lumpkin.
Fuzzy Lumpkin.
Fuzzy wow. Lumpkin. That's yeah.
That's pretty gay.
That's from something. That is from something. But
yeah, we gotta find someone else to do the band. So.
That's it. Good.
Just gay. All right, so. You guys have any new music? Because it's been 2 years. What have you guys done with your lives since the last time we talked to you?
We actually just got picked up by Cleopatra Records. And
what?
Damn,
I wasn't prepared for that shit. Hold on. Damn. Badger, do you feel that shit's intense?
Drop a Cleopatra bomb.
I was not prepared for that. Dude, congratulations, guys. What does that fucking mean now? Like, none of the songs you guys have are owned to you anymore. They own everything. You guys are fucking slaves,
that
right?
That means that they're still broke.
I remember what Prince did when fucking Warner Brothers, bam, slaves.
That means that they give a box of CDs to sell on the road and shit. Here you go. Here's your pay. Knock yourself out.
So tell us how it is now, life before being signed, and now that you guys made it and you guys are thinking better than everyone else out there. Tell us where you guys are at.
Well, you see, we have a crown and a throne.
And a scepter.
And a scepter.
Ooh, fancy bitches.
And cats, a lot of cats.
Really?
We have AC now.
You have AC?
We have AC.
There's air conditioning in the tour band.
Wow, that's how you know you made it, guys, when the bus has working AC.
Yes.
Aim for low. I love it. So, I mean, has life really changed with the new label?
We just got more fans and more shows. We're getting more stuff going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, do they have any control over your influence as far as music goes? Like, would say, you know what? I don't want that.
No.
Whatever.
Well,
I mean,
we pretty much wrote the album. It was ready to go, and they heard it, and they just said, we want it. So we just said, okay.
So you guys recorded, and then they're doing the distribution side
correct.
Of it.
Correct. Zero cost to us. That's really saving us at the end.
The studio cost was like your cost, but then they're picking up the rest. So they're doing also the duplication, all that stuff. They're just putting
distribution,
all
of it, and they're international, so that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's good to sign with a good label. Yeah. Hopefully, it'll change shit for you guys. You guys are seeing like CD sales. I mean. Well, listen, who the fuck is selling CDs on
here? It's hard.
It's all digital.
Hipsters are doing that shit. They're bringing the fucking tape back. You know what
that's
what you guys
true.
Need to do?
I've seen that.
Yeah, put that shit on fucking tape.
Vinyl is the one saving grace to a band now.
We have 8-tracks now.
Yeah.
Way back. We're going to put out a DVD, but it's going to be on Laserdisc.
So ooh, special throwback. Super throwback. Now, do you guys have any vinyl that have you guys pressed or...
We have not. We want to.
No, not at the moment.
Vinyl stickers.
Yeah.
Vinyl stickers. All right, we're close.
We're getting there.
Badger knows a person. We can take care of you on that department. All right, so you guys only done one album, and this is it right here, what we have here today?
With Cleopatra, this will be it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's called Whispers.
Whispers. Badger, Whispers.
Whispers.
Shh. Yes. Shit! Did you feel that, Badger?
I don't like it.
Whispers.
Whispers. All right, so we're going to check out this thumb drive that we got brought in, and we're going to listen to... wait, the album is called Whispers, or...?
The album is called Whispers.
We also have a song.
There's a title track as well.
Now, what track do you guys want to play, and what's it about, and where do they touch you?
Well, actually, we can... Dark Reflection. We just actually put out a music video for it as well. And, I mean, it's really about, like, the other side of things you don't really see...
Like cat dick.
Like cat dick, yeah.
I like it.
PG-13.
Oh, not cat dick.
Cat wee wee.
Cat boner, but inside the cat pants.
Cat cock.
Ooh, cat pants. I love fancy cats.
Yeah, so that's what it's about.
I don't know what to do with my hands right now. So.
I don't know why that went that direction, but it's so hard.
No cat dick was harmed during the filming of this.
I'm sorry. So once again, what's the name of the track?
Dark Reflections.
Dark Reflections. And there is a music video, and I'm assuming on the YouTubes, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. CarvedSouls.com.
Want to spell that again for me?
C-A-R...
V-E-D. I think I forgot the V-E-D.
I don't think he has it. That's a problem.
Yeah, you
all right, so we're going to check this shit out. If you guys want, follow along on your home computers. Stop watching the cat dick. And then check this shit out. Pigs Radio, be right back.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Yes.
In case you guys don't know, we're chicks, and we love listening to Pigs Radio.
Check out the new 4G phones. The Sprint HTC E4 and the Sprint Samsung Epic are here. Both have flash players,
so you can stream Pigs Radio live anywhere in the country.
So if you're one of those out there having trouble getting your hands on one of these new, cool, special phones, call Arturo at the Signal Hill Sprint store. He's at 562-225-8443. That's Arturo at 562-225-8443.
We welcome all new and existing customers.
Carlo's Pizza, family-owned and operated in Downey since 1964. That's a long time, folks. Carlo's Pizza, where is it? Same place it's always been, 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster. Not only do we have great sandwiches, we got awesome pasta specials. But besides that, let me tell you something, folks. We got the best pizza around. You want to know how I know? Because I'm Italian and I love real, authentic Italian pizza. Where are you going to find that? I'll tell you where. Carlo's. No event is too big or too small. We do catering over here. That's what I'm talking about. We cook all the food. You eat all the food. You're going to love it. Let me tell you something. We also got delivery. You're at home. You're watching the playoffs. You don't want to leave the couch. Give Carlos a call. We're going to come over there and bring you some pizza at 562-803-6753. Oof, Maron. Well, our pizza is the best pizza in town. We got all kinds of sizes from little itty bitty all the way to a party size. It's almost 2 feet long. Maron, I'm talking about 2 feet long. That's a bigger pizza. You know what I'm saying? 562-803-6753. Carlos Pizza. Or we make a pizza you can't refuse.
Hey guys, if you want to step your game up, go to LibbyGrow.com now for your free sample of the best natural sexual enhancement product available. Find out why millions of men choose LibbyGrow when they want the fun to last and last. No order to place, no club to join, just a free sample. Go to LibbyGrow.com now to get your free sample. Not because you need it, because you want it.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Statham? Yes, this is him.
Hello?
I know we talked about getting you on Pigs Radio, but it's a little surprise you're on now. So if you don't mind saying hi to Mario and the
surprise,
best Jason
nigga.
Statham, can you just say, hey, babies, nigga. Listen to Pigs Radio and Mario 81.
Listen, babies. Listen to Pigs Radio, Mario 81.
Wait for it, Badger. Wait for it.
I don't know. X-File, bitches.
You know what else does that but to him is when I do this.
Damn.
Welcome to Pigs Radio. It is
that.
Do you guys like this shit? This pop punk shit?
Different things.
Oh, you know I do.
I eat
this shit up. Like I eat up the fucking car souls.
So sit down and shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Because it's
well, I'd rather hear car souls than this shit.
Oh, we can do that right now, too.
Oh, my God.
But look, wait for this.
There you go. It's like a roller coaster ride into fucking crap.
Pigs. I'm gonna start up the mosh pit like with the Warped Tour. Don't act like you guys never went to Warped Tour. But cool, everyone did it.
It's so fucking annoying, dude.
I have never been to Warped Tour.
Lies. We're pigs. Fucking lies. We're fucking pigs. Warped Tour is happening on San Diego. I totally wanna go.
Fuck.
We're pigs.
This song really sucks.
Pigs Radio episode 17. Hanging out with the Car Souls.
Yeah.
I started right there.
What's up?
All right, so we heard Dark Reflections. Once again, there's a music video for that. You can check that shit out on the YouTubes. Is that on your internet web pages?
It is.
That was a great song.
It was.
That was a great song.
The one that followed, the interlude song, that shit was sick too.
Right.
There's a thing that I do every week where I pick like the favorite song and I go and I take a shower and jack off and cry at the same time.
Oh, wow.
That track for interlude, definitely my track for the fucking week. So good job,
perfect.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Top pick.
Definitely a fucking.
You know what? Instead of hearing
like, a song
like
to fuck to,
tequila,
you know?
Like we always do, let's talk on top of this. I think we have a serious conversation.
I really like the visual I just got.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So you do that too.
Yes.
We created this in the bathtub.
I feel. That's
Bubble
the way
bombs.
I get out all the inner bads.
That's a lot of water.
He lathers up his asshole.
Why do you think there's a drought now, guys? Do it a lot. Big Blue stays here, though. He really does.
Allegedly.
It's Sunday Blues, huh?
Well, I can't move him because he has a fucking sweatband on. I don't want to fuck that shit up.
Motherfucker's a
he's
maniac.
Working out.
He's
trying to work out, yeah, for sure.
He's a maniac. He's a maniac. I sure know.
All right, so listening to this, who do you guys have in your minds as far as heavily influence that makes your minds go and kind of create this stuff?
Well, we have a bunch of bands in mind.
I mean, why go somber with a song? Like the song previous to the Dark, I'm sorry, what was it again?
Dark Reflections.
So you go for that song, which is kind of like a slow, like, you know, steady, like, again, a good fucking song. Like, that song I would fuck to. And then all of a sudden you go into this. This is like, you ball up. Yeah, you do this like a spiral thing. You curl up in a ball.
This is for
like,
the crying.
It's healthy, guys, okay? It's healthy. I read it somewhere.
Like, after I'm done fucking, I don't want to fucking cry. I want to go to sleep, you know? I don't necessarily care.
Well, you cry in any sleep.
Yeah, that's
because the song was 3 minutes, so.
That's already 2 minutes
long. Yeah, you probably
want
to cry because you nutted in 3 minutes and shit. So, yeah, I get it.
The water's so cold, guys. I'm just saying. It's so cold.
Yeah, you don't want to nut quick, right? Shout out my nigga Cesar Tejera.
1246, Bubba Shaw.
1246.
He was lucky enough to fuck the Badger.
Nuts, don't give a fuck.
At one of our live shows in the parking lot. So, good job, Badger.
CT.
We'll never let you forget. By the way, speaking of which.
15-second machine.
Pigs Radio is official, and we will actually be at this year. Cyclone in Long Beach, happening at the Seaport Marina, first weekend in September. We're going to be stuffed away in another fucking room in a closet case, but the party's happening. It's going down this year.
It's on and popping. This year's Cyclone.
But we promise 600% less races.
Yeah, no more races.
No, raping. No raping. That's right.
Anti-raping.
They don't want us raping.
So we just got to give it up.
Listen,
right.
The last thing I want to do is get a call from the hotel. Hey, those guys are talking about rape again. No, let's not do that. Let's not do the rapey thing.
So we can just...
Yeah, you could consensually, like, fucky, sucky, but no rapey, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
by the way, with interlude happening in the background and then just hearing the sucky, fucky, it just...
Mario.
Dude.
Mario, look at me. Look into my eyes.
No, I don't want to do that. I see sparkles.
Hey.
Fucker.
No more raping, okay? Just no more raping.
It doesn't work.
Fuck it, dude. I tried.
I'm not gay. What the fuck?
Gay?
It's fucking gay. This is really intense.
It really is, right?
I don't even know what to do because I'm just like, and then this is happening. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, ever since we walked in here, it's been pretty intense.
It has been, right?
Yeah.
But it's a good intense. It's like right when you fucking about to come out, like, shit.
I'm moist.
So tell us about Dark Reflections. This, I don't know if I don't want to insult anyone, but it had kind of that Tronny, like Daft Punk, but really a little bit more darker and like Depeche Mode-y.
A lot more darker, I would say.
I don't know.
I like that.
But I like it. Don't get me wrong. Once again, I'm not trying to insult anyone.
We'll take it.
Okay, cool. I bet you would. Shit. But, you know, between that and then going to a little bit slower, like you said, like where are your minds? Are we thinking about Cat Dick? And any of these, or
that's always on the mind.
That's a given.
Okay,
it's whatever we're doing at the time and whatever we're feeling.
So I hear this stuff here in LA and a lot of the dark industrial clubs. You guys have any coming up shows with them or?
Just a Hollywood one, September 10th, and with Bar Sinister. We're playing there. We're also playing with a band, Femme Fatality. And they're pretty good, so it'll be like the same genre.
But they're not as good as you, though, right?
They're mediocre compared to you guys,
though, because you guys have a crown,
I mean, we're
a
better,
scepter, and a fucking throne. Badger, do you understand that they have a motherfucking scepter?
It's true.
It's true.
Dude, that's crazy.
You've got a scepter,
so
too.
So you guys were talking in the break, and you guys mentioned how you guys, you know, want to, I guess, branch out, play other places, right? You know, because you feel that the scene, or at least for you guys, it's getting a little bit more saturated, I guess you could say. So, or at least that's what you guys were saying. So, I mean, you guys want to do you guys play out of town? You guys play other state cities? You know what I mean?
We do, and we're actually going to branch out more because we want to do the more traveling, honestly. I mean, because you play the same clubs all the time, which is awesome. I mean, a lot of these clubs are really fun to play, but, I mean...
Time for a change.
And you got to build a fan base, and the best way to build a fan base is by getting out there on the road and, you know, building new fans. Because, you know... With the way things are now with social media, you know, you expose people to a lot that wouldn't normally catch your music, but then you still have to get out there and do the legwork for it, so.
Absolutely. We really want to hit this West Coast for a little bit, like maybe go inward, like to Denver, I mean, stuff like that, Seattle.
Like what's the furthest east you guys have been?
Well, in 2012, we were actually on a pretty massive tour across the states with a couple bands for all the Emptiness, Deviant UK. Right. It was for like a month. So we hit like...
So it was an extensive tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started in the East Coast all the way back to L.A.
Started in Georgia and then moved all the way back to Tennessee and everything.
I mean, are you guys actually mapping something out where you're going to go branch out and actually go on something similar to, maybe not to that extent, because I know, man, if you get into a certain city, you starve, you know what I mean? Or you go too far out, you starve. You can. But, I mean, are you guys actually planning to, like, branching out, like NorCal, you know, obviously, you know, other states, something close?
Well, it's something we have to look into more. Yeah. Like I said, we want to do one of these small, because we're going to Mexico at the end of August.
Oh, right.
So we're going to be there for, it was like 4-day shows, right?
I think it's five dates.
Five dates.
A week, yeah.
And then after that, I mean, we'll sit down and talk. I mean, really, like Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Denver. I mean, those would be really cool to hit in a small little tour or a couple dates in there and there. I mean, that'd be, just going to Denver or Portland would be something we haven't done. I mean, we played Denver in 2012, but... You know, it's been that long.
Yeah. It's been 4 years out. So
But it's also, like, promoters, they're asking us to play Peru, Chile, and us, which is great. And we're like, oh yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, we can only fly one of you guys out. Like, so how are we gonna play? Yeah,
because
yeah, so
they want you guys to buy your own tickets. Yeah. So I mean, for people who don't know what life is on tour, I mean, do you guys have to pay for this stuff, or does the label pay for this stuff?
Promoters help us pay for it. Label right now, we're figuring out what's going on because we just signed with them. But promoters usually help us, like,
get out
stay,
there.
Yeah, out there.
So you guys are running your own tours? You guys are making phone calls to all these promoters? Or
no, there's a promoter, Terminal. Terminal. And he's the one promoting us and, like, giving us the CDs, the dates, and everything.
Oh, okay.
So they help us out a lot since the very beginning. Oh. Yeah, so it's been fun.
So he's basically helping you guys route your tour, I guess. If that's the way you guys want to go, he could help you route your tour. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In game, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because listen, those two songs that we played, I mean, they're really good songs. I mean, sometimes we get bands in here and yeah, you know, they're good. But I mean, those are actually really good. They're really polished up. Even the recording is polished. So I mean, you guys should get out there.
Thank you.
It's mastered, that's why.
You'd be surprised how many bands don't fucking master their fucking.
I know, all of them. All of them except for these guys. These guys are on it because there's two white guys in the group, so you know they're going to make it fucking
right.
Big.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. Caucasian mix, nigga.
I don't know. Let's check out another track. We already heard Dark Reflections, Interlude. What do you guys pick? What's good on here?
Satellites.
Pigs Radio. Garf Souls. Badger likes cat.
Hurry the fuck up. Cat dick, bitch.
Miles
man.
Oh, shit. Is that Patty Patty Cakes, Patty?
Patty Cakes.
Dude. She's so hot. She's so hot.
Beyond. Badger.
Mm, I'd eat that ass, girl. Not Badger, though. Patty Cakes for sure.
By the way, here we rate how hot a girl is by if we're going to eat the ass. Would you guys agree with that, Carve Souls?
Yes.
Sure. The rating system? Yeah.
The rating system. Why does Badger look disgusting? Come on, nobody's eating your ass.
Is there a rating like I would half eat that ass? Is that like?
Well, I mean, that's like ultimate like. Fuck, wait,
that would, or how about I would watch him eat that ass? No?
You guys are going all the wrong rabbit holes. I'm sorry we even asked this question.
I would just touch it.
With what? Well, of course you got to touch it and shit, but it's like, would you eat that ass? That's the be-all, end-all.
Can you look at these guys? They look like they fucking came out from eating
ass. They're
like
fucking Ass Eaters Anonymous right here, right now. Dude.
This is a...
it's like, why does my nose stink? Oh, you can eat ass, nigga?
Can we get maybe an ass-eating song on the next album? Just a toss-out, guys. I mean, maybe...
That's actually what it's going to be called.
It's an EP with the cat dick on there.
Badger,
that's
look.
That's one of the songs.
Complete like circle.
Ass-tastic.
Dude, look. First track, single. Going hit. Ass-tratic.
That's it. Yeah.
EP. Dick.
I like that shit.
There you go. Dick slip.
All right, so the last track, fuck, Badger, it was definitely one of those things where I want to go cut myself, but like in a good way. I don't know if there's such a thing, but I want to do it.
Yeah, with a dull razor blade, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I got you.
That shit was great, though. Can people find this shit on the internet? Do we have to pay for it? Is it free? Well, what's up with the music?
Is it on your website? Or all
it is.
The
everything is actually linked to our website.
Yeah. Damn!
It's on Bandcamp.
So are you guys actually like, I know bands need to make money to do the next project, but I mean, are these free songs or you guys gotta have to pay for a song?
No, they're on there for sale on Bandcamp, but
that's cool though. Listen, you need to make your money back. Obviously, this costs you guys money. You need to make the money back. You know, it's like I'm surprised when bands are giving stuff away. It's like I understand you want to give stuff away because now it's like it's easy to get shit for free, but you know, you guys paid for the production value of this song. So, yeah, it's like you should get paid for it. You know what I mean? Especially if you have fans. Your fans should support the band by paying for the product.
That's true. Yeah, digital one, it's been selling pretty good. But, I mean, once one gets it, they upload it to their website for free. Yeah. So it's pretty
much gone. That's cocksuckers.
Yeah. And see, then and earlier we were talking about like
vinyl. Pokemon and shit. Yeah.
Course,
sharing that
course,
shit.
Of course. Yeah. And this is why we were talking about vinyl earlier, because, you know, there's kind of uniqueness to vinyl where it's like you want to sell a vinyl copy of your music just because, you know, people kind of like it. And obviously that's not a digital quality recording because now it's analog. But, you know, people want that uniqueness of vinyl. So they're willing to spend the money for it.
That's true.
Not going to lie. The last couple of shows I've been to, I've been picking up vinyls from fucking bands.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Because I don't know. I won't buy the CD unless it's like someone I really, really don't know. Then like, you know what? I'll pick up a CD versus your vinyl, but just to try out the whole fucking album.
You know what you're talking about? Like, I'm fucking ancient and old. I remember when we went from vinyl to CD.
I know. And you remember all the shit before that from the beginning.
See, that's my thing. Is like, I always felt ripped off. Like, you know, it's like I love buying vinyl. And then, you know, it's like when I had to buy a CD, I felt ripped off. Not because obviously the quality that you're buying was better, but I just felt ripped off because now I'm buying this little piece of shit and I can't see this big badass fucking record with this cool ass artwork.
Hey, fuck all these
and the liner notes inside.
I've been buying vinyl for like 20 years and all that shit's gone up like a motherfucker.
That's true.
Albums I could get for like way under $5, that shit's all like $50 now. Fucking faggots.
Yeah. We should look into vinyl for sure.
But you know, that's the way bands will actually kind of like still generate revenue is by instead of like, yeah, they'll have the music like for free, you know, as a downloadable. But if you want something special, you'll buy my record, the actual vinyl record of it.
All right. So if you cocksuckers put out some shit on fucking vinyl, I want to be the first person to buy the first copy.
All right.
Everyone needs to put their dick stamp on it.
You're
going to have to get a magnifying glass.
Feel it up.
Oh, cat dick. Yeah, Badger, we need to educate the people to let them know with fucking some goddamn Carve Souls playing in the background because it's fucking just more goddamn epic. Wait. Tell us about cat dicks. So for cats that have dicks, apparently there are spikes at the tip of their fucking penis. It looks like a fucking drill bit with diamonds on it. Like
it's 5 o'clock shadow.
Why do cats have fucking spikes on their dicks?
Spiky dicks.
They got to hold on.
So what?
You just grip into that.
So you're tearing the inside of the vagina up.
Kind of.
Like
yeah.
you're fucking making it bleed?
That's probably why they're all
cats are assholes.
Yeah. All that bullshit.
That makes sense.
Is that why?
That's exactly right.
Fucking cat.
Feels good.
Ripping up that fucking cat cooch.
But it probably feels good. Pokey
cooch.
No.
What?
Like a little bit of resistance. You know what I mean? Like
that's called rain.
No idea what you mean.
Coochie poo.
It's like, and then you're like, okay, yeah, that's right. But at first it's like, oh god, oh god. And then it's bad.
So you enjoy if a something was to happen, like the first split of a second.
Yeah.
And it will be all worth it to have fucking razor blades cut in the inside of your vagina.
I mean, you gotta do it at least once, right?
Can we get a song with like talking about like getting cut up from the inside of vagina, guys? Next,
I'm writing
next
it
album?
Right now.
Yes. Okay. Everybody see some motherfucking Pigs Radio credits on that shit. Right, Badger?
Produced by.
You were so fucking crazy.
What? I'm throwing out great ideas, and you need to be jumping on them. We're going to get fucking
literally.
cat dick fucking, like, songs and shit. Like, it's fucking crazy. Look, that's and he's right. Painting with Big Blue.
Right, that fucking
This is
idea.
Actually a giant cat dick, so don't hold on too
Where's
long.
That's like 1 billion yeah, times its fucking
you
ratio
like, start
size.
To grip it, and then, like, all of a sudden they come out. And it's like...
this conversation just got way more intense. Yeah. Just...
Like carve
souls
cut
do that.
Your hands.
I'm just gonna drink my beer.
So epic. So in this kind of scene, like, is there like rivalries? Like, do you guys hate other bands, or other bands hate you guys, or like?
We have guns.
Oh, cool! Fuck yeah! So no one hates you guys. You guys are great.
No, I don't think so. I think everyone just like helps each other, but we do get jealous, of course. Everyone gets jealous.
Of each other?
Yeah, like they send us a message saying, oh, you got that show? Congrats.
Great job.
In other words, fuck so you. Cool. Yeah, fuck you, asshole, for great job. Whose dick did you suck to fucking do that?
Badgers. I don't know.
Badger does the sucking.
Oh, okay, sorry. Badger dick.
That's why she gets all the gigs.
You want to join our band?
Dude, as a manager, you could help them out, man.
Right?
Come on, Badger. Do some work for them.
All right.
Okay. See, there you go, guys.
I'm now the manager, guys.
All right.
S the D. S the D. I guess
not. America. Were you guys being managed before you guys got signed to a big record label? Now you guys are fucking rock superstars and shit?
Yeah, we weren't managed at all. We try managers. They're all a-holes.
Self-management. Self-sustained.
Yeah, way better.
Says
more efficient.
I like how everyone else is, yeah, we do this. Like, yeah, we do this. Everyone is like, yeah.
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 They're doing something right, though.
You know what? You're right. They got mastered shit. They got fucking web pages mm-hmm. that fucking work.
Yeah.
He almost knows how to spell the fucking band's name. Like, you guys are fucking on it. They want to hear another song. I don't know. What else can we listen to? What's good? What's the most fast-paced fucking in-your-face you got on here?
Not really. I would go maybe...
All right, your semi-mellowist shit you got. What's on here?
Worthless?
No, what's...
Or For Me? Bio? Or
Bio Words.
Bio Words.
Bio Words is a good one. It's my favorite.
What?
Bio Words?
Bio Words?
Bio Words.
What the
fuck
is that?
Roas.
Vile. Oh, Vile. Okay.
What
is
going on right now?
I got lost.
Everybody's like fucking enunciating terribly right now. It's like, Bio Words.
I heard that. They're all doing their dinosaur impressions now. It's the wrong time, guys. The wrong time.
It's like everybody turned into James Brown right now. Zabazuba.
All right, so let's see if we can follow this up.
Wait, before we start, what's Vile Words about? Vile Words, I'm assuming? But what is it really about?
Self-explanatory.
I like how he throws it to this guy. This guy throws it to here and then drops the ball. Like,
You know, that's our oldest song. We wrote that like 3 years ago, I think.
And you barely put it
together
now? Yeah,
we just put it out now. And I don't think we know what it means.
It's about
You
song.
Had 3 years to think about it, guys, and you still don't have...
That's why you need a manager.
3 years to forget about it.
Yeah. That's so vile. Let's play it.
Vile. Pigs Radio.
And he's still invited.
Words.
Words.
Rawr, rawr, rawr. We'll be right back. Radio episode 217, Carved Souls. Dude, that shit was great. I even did my own like little slow dance in between the track.
Yeah, we saw you.
Felt like I was like at Barson the Surfer like, a minute.
Fucking Mario was poking his asshole right now.
So which one of you guys are playing Pokemon? Don't lie. Don't lie,
it.
The white guy.
He has it.
Come on.
I was raised in the 90s. That's what I fucking did.
By the way, I like how like he actually looks like he belongs in like a industrial band. All these other guys look like they cut the lawn at this guy's house. I'm not gonna lie. This guy is holding on to the 90s. He does have like the Tool Time Kids fucking ponytail. I don't know if everyone remembers that episode.
It's my samurai look.
It's not really like a man bun. They used to, you know, do the ponytail on the back and then shave all the sides. I remember that from fucking Tool Time and shit. The 90s. All right, so once again, thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us. You guys are going to be on the road. We need people to go to where?
CarvedSouls.
Yeah, look at that. You practiced on the road.
Yeah. Hit the lotto.
He's looking at his phone.
Damn.
Yeah, the autocorrect almost fucked it up.
Good job.
Check us out there on Facebook, and from there you'll...
You
know. Yeah. You never know what rabbit hole is going to lead you down.
Yeah, the deep hole.
Pigs Road takes a lot of shit, but thank you guys for coming down. You know, you guys are fucking busy. You guys sound fucking amazing. We wish that you guys make it big and bring us with you guys, and then so we can write off your, you know, celebrity shit.
Oh, totally.
We need to get out of the ghetto too, right, Badger?
Yeah. This goes both ways. Yeah. So yeah.
Badger will suck your dick. Don't even trip. Like she got you. She'll fucking poke your kitty hole. Whatever, dude. Like she'll do it.
Fuck she'll do it. All that bullshit.
But the question is would you eat our ass?
No. Mr. Nigga, you do weird things when you're alleged drunk. You got this.
Ass eating?
Yeah, you're gonna eat
you're
Badger's
welcome.
Ass.
What?
Welcome to the band, their
ass? Oh, their ass or Badger's ass?
I don't know what the question
ass.
Was.
You said your ass or her ass? Oh yeah, no, he'll definitely do that without a question. Yeah.
Yeah. Just line up, fellas.
I don't know if there's any real winners in that game.
No, we're all winners.
It's like
with the eating of the ass. So hopefully, once again, buy their shit. support, make these guys fucking make some money so they can afford their expensive fucking bands and trucks and whatever, and Ubers or whatever the fuck it is that these do. You talk about Uber a lot. Did you just discover that, like, yesterday?
No, but I did discover how drunk I got in the Uber. So.
Did you throw up? Because they charge you $250 if you throw up in there.
Did they really?
Oh yeah. Don't throw up in an Uber car. Automatic. Your shit goes taxed.
Damn.
Because I was an Uber driver, I know.
What about Lyft?
But I guess you have to the money first, right?
Right.
So they can't pay me.
Yeah. Well, these guys don't look like they have credit cards yet, no. So they're not big, but it looks like they have debit cards.
Whoa.
Overdraft.
What's
that's
credit
30,
cards?
That's $30 every single time they get hit. So they're over, you know, their Uber ride plus, you know, throwing up in there was just saying, $300. Like, a lot. And then you know, they're going to go to the local club, get some beer, you know, more. And then that fucking shit turns into like $1,000 that you owe the bank.
What if your penis throws up?
That's called ejaculation.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So
but Patrick, you're going to be there.
Do they charge for that?
That's 150.
It depends on the rank.
I guess so.
I mean, I heard.
The discounted rate.
So if you're on the fence about throwing up when you're going to catch an Uber.
Don't do it.
Is it best to call a cab then? Just in case.
I guess. Yeah, yeah, no credit card hooked up. You know, no emotional attachment.
Oh.
One night stand kind of deal.
When you're making that call, you're like,
It's time to call a cab. Cabby.
Yeah.
Good to know.
How you do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess on that note, Pigs, we'll be back next week with a brand new fucking table. We're super excited. We have the Pigs
Can't
table.
Wait. Can't
That's
wait,
the kind
baby.
Of shit that we can fuck on.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty sturdy.
Ass eat on.
And, dude, you can get your ass totally eat on that shit.
Dude.
Like,
and then just wipe it up?
Yep.
There's ass like, up, face down. What's up, Badger? Let's
there's like
shit.
Some.
What's up?
There's some fucking epoxy on that motherfucker. There's a banner on it. There's holes everywhere that you can fuck on. Like, dude. It's,
oh, so you can just like stick your dick through it?
Yeah.
So can we come
fuck
back?
The furniture?
Definitely. You guys will be back after Mexico. You guys are more than welcome to come fuck on the table with us.
Glory, Glory, hold the table. Glory,
bring
Glory,
you guys some
fuck
stuff.
Fuck out of it.
Perfect.
America. On that note, I don't know. I guess I can play this. To
catch them is my real test. Shout out Underdog
in San Diego. On that note, Pigs out.
Bust the nuts.
Hey, yo, DJ, stop the music.
Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Initiating shutdown sequence. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you, I'm out.
This show may cause birth defects and or cancer. Void where prohibited in the Southern Red States. Official sponsor of the Special Olympics. Not really. 2% financing available for nothing. See your official Toyota dealer for recall as penalty for not buying American. This show may cause massive amounts of marijuana consumption. This show has been a joint venture of cockballs and ass. Free salad tossing available. Upon request, visit RobertReese.com. Sexual relations among cousins is not incest.
Thank you.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.